RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Outrage has erupted over a study being carried out at Victoria University of Wellington on reducing stigma towards pedophiles, which they describe as important study. That is, I'm reading from a notice of website that a study on reducing stigma towards pedophiles being carried out by academics from Victoria University of Wellington has sparked outrage. I've just mentioned that. Posters using the far left term people with a sexual attraction to children instead of pedophiles and seeking participants in the study was spotted on campus this week and state that the project was approved by the university's ethics committee. The study titled Testing the Effect of Educational Modules on Reducing Stigma Towards People with a Sexual Attraction to Children is supervised by Associate Professor Hedwig Eisenbach with Courtney Spiller. I'm reading from the Noticer website here, folks, and involves two surveys and four educational modules. Family First NZ CEO Bob McCroskrie is quoted as writing on X, don't allow the culture to play linguistic gymnastics with the term pedophile. Bob is with us. Hi, Bob.
How are you, Paul? Good to be with you.
Okay.
Whew. Not on this topic, though.
Playing linguistic gymnastics. It's quite well put, actually. That's really what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, not the first time, though, because, in fact, there's been a really strong push to kind of relabel pedophilia. You'll notice that in that title, it doesn't even talk about, it says reducing stigma towards people with a sexual attraction to children.
Yeah.
And it doesn't use the word pedophile because that's a mean, annoying word and they don't want that. In fact, on the poster that was in Victoria University, it says, this study will discuss stigma and attitudes towards people with a sexual attraction to children and they want participants and you can enter a raffle to win one of 10 $50 Prezi cards. You have to be 18.
What?
Yep. 18 plus. You know, that sounds like great research, does it, Paul? Doesn't it, Paul? You haven't got a control group and you're also encouraging people with prizes. Always beware of that type of research, but unfortunately that's very common.
No KFC.
Well, KFC, I'd be registering for that. But look, it has come from overseas, and one of the leaders of the movement is an organization called Prostasia Foundation, and it actually advocates for replacing the word pedophile with minor attracted person or MAP, M-A-P. It's based in San Francisco, which probably doesn't surprise you.
Ding, yep.
Yeah, and they call themselves a new kind of child protection agency. They say that they aim to reduce child sexual abuse by taking away the shame of being attracted to a minor and thereby reducing the likelihood of someone acting out on their desires. Apparently, when you take away the shame of committing child sexual abuse, then apparently you're less likely to do it, Paul.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that one.
No, but the problem is the organization's true colors are revealed by what they actually support. They use then sell sex dolls that look like children. Actually, I'll be careful what I read here because this is a family show radio station.
And it's breakfast.
They fund research into fantasy sexual outlets for pedophiles. And, of course, the argument that the normalizing it reduces the crime just doesn't quite ring true. Look, when I first got contacted about this, Paul, I actually thought, no, that can't be right. That just doesn't make sense. Surely they want to talk about simply why the stigma is good, but at the same time, how we can get some, you know, deep tissue counselling into people who have these feelings, and because it's not a morally neutral stance on this. So people were contacting me, and I thought, I need to just get my ducks in a row, as I say. So I put out the word and just said, look, can you send me stuff that you're finding? Well, people were sending me stuff left, right, and centre. And I think this description says it all. It says, this study aims, so it's for a PhD, and it's been overseen by the woman you mentioned. So she's kind of the supervisor. And the person doing the PhD, and it's not the first time. There's a similar PhD from Massey in 2018 that somebody sent me along the same lines. But it says, this study aims to explore the effect of educational models on stigma towards people with a sexual attraction to children. Immediately, that's a red flag, Paul. Educational models, is that kind of like indoctrination on how you should really think about them?
It sounds like it. Yeah.
The educational models that discuss myths and stereotypes around this attraction and those who...
That's assuming that there are some.
Yeah, and those who experience it. They talk about non-offending pedophiles, which is a kind of a oxymoron because, you know, a pedophile is someone who acts on their sexual attraction.
Yep.
They talk about the participants will be assessed and they will receive four educational modules. I would call them indoctrination. Now, you're probably saying, well, what are the modules? Well, here's two of them. Firstly, how does stigma affect people with a sexual attraction to children? And another module, how to have conversations about sexual attraction to children and those who experience it to address and reduce myths and stereotypes.
Hmm.
Yeah, I need a coffee.
Hmm. Yeah. And what do I think about this? Well, I think a whole lot of things, but trying to get them, like you say, ducks in a row in order here.
Mm.
First of all, it's a terrible look for the university,
yeah.
Number one, right? And why would you go there?
Yeah.
Second, is there any need for this? Third?
Yeah.
All the obvious things and the hardball things come after that. So what do you think is at the core of it, Bob? What do you think is at the core of this? Trying to minimize this, which is a huge taboo, trying to, I don't know, do some image building, finessing on people that have a big problem and, you know, we have to protect children from big time. I mean, it's the worst of the worst, that one. What's at the core of it, Bob? What do you think?
Well, I think it's really around hedonism and narcissism. In other words, there is no absolute truth or moral right or wrong.
I knew you'd put it better than me.
It is effectively culture saying to people, you have human rights, and if you do have these weird fantasies, then you know, you're still a real person and we're going to kind of take away the stigma. We don't want people to be nasty to you.
Well, it kind of normalizes it, Bob. It's trying to normalize, like, it's on some kind of spectrum, you know, and oh, well.
Well, remember that this is exactly what they're trying to do through the relationship sexuality education that we've spent a lot of time talking about as well. And that is about, I mean, some people call it grooming. It's certainly normalizing a lot of sexual behavior, gender confusion. And really that, you know, that's what this is. But this is actually being pushed in our culture. It's not just Victoria University.
No, I know. Yep.
January USA Today, which of course is a major newspaper in the USA, they actually had an article that presented pedophilia as amongst the most misunderstood conditions in American society. And they said that they diminished pedophilia as inappropriate, and they promoted basically that we should destigmatize the attraction. They said, quote, pedophilia is viewed as amongst the most horrifying social ills, but scientists who study the sexual disorder say it is also among the most misunderstood. Researchers who study pedophilia say the term describes an attraction, not an action, and use it interchangeably with abuse fuels misperceptions about pedophiles. And unfortunately, there's also a number of books that have been put into school libraries that depict acts of pedophilia or portrayed man-boy sexual interaction in a positive light.
That's been around for a while. I remember that AMBLER group.
Yep.
Years ago.
There was also videos that came out of the State University of New York, a professor defending pedophilia, insisting it wasn't obvious to him why it was wrong. So it is in academia, and there's actually a podcast at the end of 2020 out of the University of New York where the two professors are laughing about the subject of adult child sex. So, yeah, there is a definite push to normalize it, to minimize it, to get rid of the stigmatization. You know, we don't want to stigmatize anybody because it comes down to their human rights and their choice. I think Exodus Cry, which is an organization that opposes sex trafficking, sexual exploitation, they summed it up really well. They said, While we absolutely believe there should be appropriate and improved avenues for pedophiles to get help and therapy, the approach of normalizing and destigmatizing sexual attraction to children is severely misguided. In what world does normalizing the idea of a criminal act prevent that act from happening? And I thought that was a pretty good quote. As far as I'm concerned, the stigma is there for a good reason. And it's a healthy stigma, which hopefully redirects the offender. But I'll tell you what the stigma is there for, most importantly, is to protect the victim. And that's actually where the priority should be.
So what should happen, Bob? What would you expect to see now? Now that this is out, Jordan Peterson's even commented on it. It's rip-roaring around the world.
Yeah, I saw him retweet one of my mates' Twitter accounts. He wondered why he was getting all these followers from the States through his account. And, of course, that's what happened when Jordan Peterson does a retweet.
Yeah.
Look, if the university had any gumption and backbone, it would just simply withdraw the study, and it would look about how it, I guess, looks at the issue of how do we help the deviancy that comes with pedophilia and offer the help that's needed to these people. But that doesn't mean you destigmatize and indoctrinate the general public about these poor souls that just can't help what they're doing, and it's just a sexual preference or a sexual orientation. That's completely the wrong message, and that's what I call the linguistic gymnastics, because it's about distortion of what is actually has always been a cultural no-no, and that is sexual abuse of children.
And does, going back to the description here, testing the effect of educational modules for reducing stigma, blah, 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 is that RSE? Is that what that means in the end?
Well, I think...
Is that an educational module? Is that what they're talking about?
No, I think the educational module is basically, I think what they're doing with the participants is they're trying to change, you know, you and I have a distaste for pedophilia. We think the stigma is right. We think that shouldn't be encouraged in any way.
I've got to say, I feel sorry for people who are in this situation, and
they need help.
They do, and I hope they can get it. So it's not a hate thing.
Exactly. But what this study is turning it around and saying it's not the pedophile that's got the problem. It's you, Paul, because of your attitude towards them.
I get it now.
And your stigma towards them. And so what the study is attempting to do, and that this is what it is, read the heading again, testing the effect of educational modules, in other words, indoctrination, for reducing stigma towards people with a sexual attraction to children. They need to withdraw this and change the heading to how do we give pedophiles appropriate treatment so children are never at risk. If they put posters up for that, I'll promote it.
The stigma is a natural stigma, Bob, I reckon. It's programmed into us. It's not something we learn.
No, it's a, it is a...
We kind of know innately, intuitively. It's, is no.
It's a cultural stigma, and the stigma is there to protect the victim.
Yeah.
And that's why we've always had that kind of stigma against, certain actions which are horrific and are there for a good reason.
I would even say that the age of consent is too young, actually.
The age of consent is 16. I don't know if you remember, but when Labor were in power back in about 2005 or 6, the then Minister of Justice, Phil Goff, suggested lowering the age of consent, which didn't last very long as a proposal.
I forgot about that, yeah. But so, even that's too young for me now, actually.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what it should be, but it seems just way too young. All right, maybe back in the 1800s when people only lived to 39 or something, you know. But you know, okay. So this is a can of worms for the university now, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I think it's a bad look. It was a bad look for Massey University at the time, but it I think
I didn't pick up on that. Yeah.
There is just a general outrage in this area, and quite rightly, you know, there has been. Look, Paul, here's the really interesting point is that I know that you have, you're covering it obviously, and also it was reported in actually a site called noticer.news. Now it's actually,
I was reading from the Noticer just before.
Yeah, now that's actually a new site on my radar, but what we're finding is that as the media are trusted less and less, there's all these alternative and very credible media sites popping up. But here's the key thing, Paul. Have you seen any mainstream media coverage of this issue?
No.
It has been hot all over social media for the last 24 hours, and I am yet to see boo from the mainstream media on this issue. And I know people will be yelling, why is that, Bob? Well, draw your own conclusion. I think it's pretty obvious.
Because this is a legitimate news story. I know, I've been in news. This is
massive.
This would have headlined for the whole day.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, and especially around pedophilia. I mean, that's a topic. But of course, what you've got is you've got left-wing intersectionality on all of this because you've got Victoria University, you've got victims, you've got sexuality and sexual orientation. And under critical theory, these are all intersectionalities. They're the victims. And all you and I are the oppressors because we dare to stigmatize their actions and want to protect children. This is how upside down and crazy our world has got. And this is why RCR is listened to by so many people, because people are trying to right the world back to the proper way up.
Good to have you back on, Bob. Let's see how this one goes. Watch it over the weekend. And on these new sites, I agree with you. It's exciting, actually, that they're popping up. I'm going to them more and more.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Bob McCroskrie, CEO, New Zealand Family First. Thanks so much.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.